The Integrated Food Security Pest Classification, or IPC, situation analysis released today indicates an estimated 5.8 million people will likely face IPC Pest 3, which is classified as worst acute food insecurity in South Sudan. The IPC analysis projects that by mid-2021, an estimated 7.2 million people, or 60% of the South Sudanese population, including around 1.4 million children under the age of 5, are expected to be acutely malnourished in 2021, which the UN says is the highest number in 3 years. Isaiah Chol Arwai, chairperson of the National Bureau of Statistics, says several factors have contributed to food insecurity in South Sudan.
The food security and nutrition situation has deteriorated. This is because of pockets of insecurity that have led to population displacement, low crop production because of climatic shocks such as floods and droughts, the ongoing macroeconomic crisis, the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, pests as desert locusts, and inadequate multi-sectoral humanitarian assistance.
The IPC Global Support Unit released a real-time quality review report indicating that populations in Akobo, Awil South, Tony East, Tony North, and Tony South all fall into the catastrophic IPC Phase 5 acute food insecurity. Arwai is calling for urgent humanitarian intervention.
In order to save lives and avert total collapse of livelihoods in the affected counties particularly those with populations in catastrophe IPC Phase 5 and emergency IPC Phase 4, there is urgent need for immediate scale-up of multi-sectoral humanitarian assistance.
The IPC report identified Jongole, Unity, Upper Nile, Lakes Warrap, and Northern Barlgazal estates as the most affected areas, with 50% of the population facing acute food insecurity. With this new projection, UN agencies working in South Sudan say urgent action is needed to avert the situation from deteriorating further. Makena Walker is the WFP Deputy Country Director in South Sudan.
The World Food Programme joins you in expressing deep concern about this worsening food security and nutrition situation, especially to the people that have been affected by simultaneous shocks. The World Food Programme has already begun scaling up its food and nutrition assistance response. We have extended food assistance beyond the lean season and are increasing the number of people we support.
Walker says WFP has reached 5 million people with food assistance in South Sudan. UNICEF's country representative in South Sudan, Mohamed Ayoya, says 3,000 children are on the verge of severe acute malnutrition.
For us at UNICEF, these are extremely worrying numbers, and we are concerned about the increased numbers of children who are going to suffer, particularly from severe acute malnutrition. As I said, these children are in need for urgent treatments to prevent them from dying. And the data that we have today leave us with no doubts about the sense of urgency for all of us, governments, donor community, and humanitarian actors here in South Sudan, to join hands and ensure that all these children get the treatment they need, and they do so as soon as possible.
UN agencies say the humanitarian appeal for 2020 is underfunded, and more resources are needed to support the humanitarian response in the coming months to strengthen communities and people's capacity to cope with looming famine in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.